لله رب العالمين. صلوات على محمد وعلى وصلوات على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Habib ibn Muzahir was a great friend of the Holy Imam. I've heard a story about the childhood of Habib ibn Muzahir. Habib invited Imam Hussein to eat at his house. Habib was excited about the Imam coming to his house and decided to jump on the rooftop to see if he could see the Imam coming. During this time, Prophet Muhammad was with the Imam and was approaching Habib's house. Habib saw the Prophet and the Imam from the rooftop, but tragically, he fell from the rooftop in excitement of seeing the Imam. His parents went to see what had happened to Habib and realized that Habib had passed away, and they were overwhelmed by seeing their young son dead. But to respect the Holy Prophet and the Imam, they controlled their grief and placed Habib's body in a room before the arrival of the Prophet and the Imam. They all sat down to eat, and Imam Hussein refused to eat because Habib had invited him, and Habib himself was not there. His parents told the Imam, because he had inquired, they must show him something. They took the Imam and the Prophet to the room where Habib's body laid. The Imam expressed his grief, and the Prophet raised his hands in prayer, asking Allah to bring Habib back to life. Imam Hussein said Ameen, and at once Habib got up.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Heavily contributed in the Battle of Karbala against the Yazidi forces led by Umar bin Sa'd. Imam Hussein's army was divided into three parts, the left flank, the right flank, and the Ahlul Bayt. Habib was given the task to lead the left flank of the army. Many books state that Habib killed 62 soldiers at the age of 70 before he was martyred. The Shia hold the belief that that it is not unusual for a man 70 years old to kill 62 people if his faith is at a very high level. On the fateful day of Ashura, between Zohar and Asr, Habib ibn Muzahir rode into the battlefield. He fought bravely. Finally, he was overpowered. He fell to the ground, and Imam Hussein rushed to him. Habib looked at the Imam and said, "Oh, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, please forgive this humble servant for not being able to give more than his unworthy life for you and Islam." Imam took Habib in his arms and cried. Habib died resting his head on the Imam's shoulder. Imam Hussein and his companions faced a great challenge which they had overcome. In the Quran it says, "Whoso obeys Allah and the Messenger, they are with those unto whom Allah has shown favor, the prophets and the saints and the martyrs and the righteous, and the best of company are they." On the other hand, there was Yazid, a cruel man who cared about nothing but power and wealth. He neglected worship and he called himself a Muslim. In the Quran, it also says, "They who hoard up gold and silver and spend it not the way of Allah, unto them give the tidings of a painful doom."